AV. Either way, it's Dakota Sports. Send it back to the studios for 2 minutes. We'll come back. We'll take a look at our official still to come here in the pregame show. We'll get your starting lineups, and we're about 8 or 9 minutes away from tip-off here. It's number 2, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, against number 7, Woolsey Westington. 2 minute timeout and more pregame show, 2 minutes on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Ho, 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 lot of savings.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513, plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
The 2023's all gotta go.
At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey. It's set for game 3 out of 4 today on Dakota Sports here. Girls opening round coverage of the 281 Conference Basketball Tournament, getting sent for the hometown Woolsey Westington Warbirds, the host of the opening round here, taking on the visiting Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks. Rob Baruth and the Blackhawks come in at 6-2, the 2 seed here in the 281. McGilvery and his girls, the 7 seed at 3-6. As always, the reading of the officials is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. And we'll have a few changes here from earlier today as they kind of plug in and switch around referees, make sure nobody has to work too much in a row. But for game 3 today, we'll have Jason Wenzel, Brendan Roth, and Joel Osborne. That's your Law on the Floor. Again, your officiating crew here for game 3 out of 4, Jason Wenzel, Brendan Roth, and Joel Osborne. And as always, the reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. We'd also like to thank the Mirror Family Hair Care quickly. They bring us our scoreboard updates. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. For an appointment at the Mirror, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. They offer anything hair-wise, I guess, anything for the whole family. Touch colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR. The Mirror also accepts walk-ins, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron, the Mirror Family Hair Care. So the Mirror brings us scoreboard updates. Earlier today, top-seeded Lexington Springs defeats number 8, Sunshine Bible Academy, 52-14. And number 4, James Valley Christian, just defeated number 5, Highmore Herald, 53-32. So part of your matchups there on Tuesday have been set. On the championship side, Westington Springs will take on James Valley Christian. Sunshine Bible will face off with Highmore Herald on the consolation side. Again, our late game tonight will be number 3, Iroquois Lake Preston. The Sharks and Mike Moore come in at 6-3. They'll take on Christy Smith and the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots, the 6th seed at 2-6. take a look at our lineups for our game upcoming here. We'll start with the hometown Wolsey Lexington Warbirds, the number 7 seed in the girls 281, come in at 3-6. Off the bench, they'll have Timber Hader, Maria Nelson, Kenley Hooks, Taylor Eichstead, Riley Peterson, Peyton Peterson, Anna Carmona, and Ava Bierman. Wolsey Lexington Warbirds will start number 3, a 5'8" senior, Peyton Chemnitz. Number 10, a 5'6" freshman, Shea Utek. Number 12, a 5'11" junior, Macy Wachacek. Number 13, a 5'7" sophomore, Kendall Utek. And number 14, a 5'6" senior, Lainey Utek. Again, the Warbirds go Chemnitz, Wachacek, Utek, Utek, Utek. They'll wear the black unis tonight with the yellow number. For the number 2 seeded, Rob Baruth and the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks coming in at 6-2. They'll have off the bench tonight Mackenzie Schley, Callie Hofer, Cammy Edwards, Addie Baruth, Tori Hoffman, Hudson Foberg, Macy Bay, Miley Adams, and Emily Lindgren. Out for tonight's game with a broken ankle is Kenzie Baruth. Starting 5, number 5, a 6-foot sophomore, Liz Boucher. Number 10, a 6-foot senior, Kennedy Oshner. Number 20, a 5'6" senior, Kara Wormstead. Number 23, a 5'9" senior, Cameron Oshner. And number 24, a 5'10" senior, J.C. Baruth. Again, the Blackhawks go Boucher, Oshner, Wormstead, Oshner, Baruth. They will wear the white unis with the red lettering, blue numbers. And they're getting set for some starting lineups here on the floor, and we'll be ready for tip-off here in our 3rd of 4. It's number 2, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, against number 7, Wolsey Lexington. Back to the studios for a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back after 2 minutes, and we'll be about ready to tip off game 3 out of 4. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the 2D1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey here, getting set for game 3 out of 4 already in the books today on your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard. Jason Golosik and the top-seeded Lexington Springs Spartans girls run past Sunshine Bible 52-14. And just wrapping up, Chris Robinson and the James Valley Christian Vikings defeat Mike Ring and the Highmore Herald Pirates 53-32. So our round 2 matchup set up consolation side, SBA against Highmore Herald. On the championship side, Lexington Springs will take on James Valley Christian. And, of course, those games Tuesday night. Boys opening round action has been moved from tomorrow, postponed due to weather, to Monday, and they are going to try to keep that same game schedule. So 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll see. I'm pretty sure we'll have most, if not all, of those games on Dakota Sports. Just a few more logistics to work out, as, again, we have to scramble and move our schedule around as well, just like the officials have, and the parents and the kids and everybody in the 281. Is, again, the Saturday action tomorrow, opening round of the boys, has been postponed to Monday. Locations will stay the same. Times, I'm told, will even stay the same. So they'll tip off at 1 o'clock in the afternoon there. Well, not there, here in Woolsey, for opening round boys action on Monday. So the officials in the center circle, and we're about ready here as Liz Boucher will tip it up against Macy Wachacek. And they are ready to get this one underway. A fresh 8 on the board. Game 3 out of 4. Opening round of the girls, 281. There's the whistle. The tip is up, and we are underway. Ball tipped back by the Blackhawks, but tipped right into the hands of Lainey Utek. And the Warbirds going to have the first look. Left side, Peyton Chemnitz. Chemnitz drops it back outside to Lainey. Lainey, the handoff outside to Kendall. Kendall, the drive, had the ball knocked away. It's out of bounds, and I think it's off the Warbirds, and it is. So Liz Boucher will bring it in, the 6-foot sophomore for the Blackhawks. Brings it into J.C. Baruth. Baruth, the senior, across the timeline. Pass off left side for Ochsner. Here's the ball knocked away, nearly stolen. Kennedy Ochsner will collect it near the timeline. Kennedy on the dribble, stops the dribble, out to defend is Utek. Right side now for Boucher. Cross-court pass picked off, stolen by Shea Utek, and now a whistle will be the first of the game here for Sanborn Central Wisconsin. We have Kara Wormstead, her first. And the first mark in the scorebook is a foul. No score, 7:20 to play opening quarter. Across the timeline here is Lainey Utek. Lainey across midcourt, bounces it off right wing for Kendall. Kendall looks at three, won't fire, cross court for Chemnitz. Chemnitz just left to the top on the drive, leaves it for Lainey Utek. Lainey on the dribble, the handoff to Shea. Bounce pass right side for Chemnitz. Chemnitz the drive, tried to leave it inside, knocked away, stolen by Boucher. Boucher, a long lead pass, is tipped out of bounds by Peyton Chemnitz. So quick hands there, will give him at least time to set up the defense. And we'll have subs in for the first time tonight. It's Callie Holfer for the Blackhawks. 6:53 to play opening quarter. Just underway here in game 3 out of 4. Lob in, top of the key for Holfer. Holfer on the left wing for Ochsner. Cam Ochsner the drive, backs it away. No, that's Wormstead. Top of the key for Kennedy Ochsner. Right wing, here's a 3 on the way and no good for Holfer. Rebound pulled in by Shea Utek, but her pass tipped, nearly stolen, but into the hands of Kendall, and she'll turn around all the way to the rack and lay it in. And boy, that's just sometimes that's just the way the ball bounces, and it bounced perfectly for Kendall Utek. So the Warbirds lead early 2-0. 6:20 left in the first, the number 2, the number 7. Hometown Warbirds, the 7th seed. Here's the ball knocked away in a steal. Woolsey Westington comes away with another. Trapped in the backcourt, though, is Lainey Utek. Working off the Shea Utek screen, Lainey will now take it across the timeline. Finds Wachacek. Her pass inside is tipped. Chemnitz gets a hand on it, gives it back to Macy. Wachacek on the deck trying to scoop it out. And I think we're going to get a foul on Sanborn Central Woonsocket. That is the call. Kennedy Ochsner here first. That'll be 2 on the Blackhawks here in the opening minutes of this game. Kara Wormstead will come out. J.C. Baruth in. Or back in, I should say. Chemnitz the handoff. Shea Utek. Shea the drive. Lost it on the way up. Stolen away by Ochsner. A pass ahead to J.C. Baruth. Baruth fouled on the way up. And a whistle on Lainey Utek. So Lainey picks up her first. That'll be the first on Woolsey Westington tonight. First free throws of the game as well. We'll go to J.C. Baruth.
First free throw is no good. Bruce trying to get the Blackhawks on the board. Cam Ochsner will come out. Carol Wormstead is back on. Bruce with one more free throw, trying to cut the lead, and does. 2-1 Warbirds. 5:43 to play, quarter number one. UTEC in the backcourt, full court pressure here from the Blackhawks. Across the timeline, Shea UTEC. Shea running with numbers, kicks it back to Kendall. Laney now looks for three, no good. Long rebound out to Chemnitz, and she chases it down. Chemnitz on the corner left side. Gonna leave it for Kendall UTEC. Here's Shea just right at the top of the key, finds the head of that 2-3 zone. Inside to Laney, and Laney travels on her way to the basket. Got caught in between Baruth and Boucher. We have anywhere to go. Turnover back to the Blackhawks. 2-1 Warbirds. 5:10 to play first quarter. Wormstead out on the left wing. Boucher top of the key, trying to set up J.C. Baruth in the post, but a pretty good job in there. Is Wachacek early. Here's the ball top of the key to Wormstead. Looks at three, won't fire. Right wing for Kennedy Ochsner. Kennedy drives baseline. Pass inside off the window, and that one will rattle in for Callie Hofer, and that's the first field goal for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Chemnitz pass across the timeline, Laney UTEC. Here's Kendall from 12 feet, the jumper short. Offensive rebound, Wachacek, and she has it knocked out of bounds off the Blackhawks. So Wolsey Wessington will hold on to the basketball. Cam Ochsner back on for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Laney UTEC into Shea. Shea looks at three, won't pull the trigger. Top of the key, Wachacek. Now Chemnitz on the wing. Off the Wachacek screen, the pass ripped by Cam Ochsner. Cam the other way. Nice pass ahead and off the window. Good for J.C. Baruth. Nice transition basket there. And just like that, the Blackhawks lead 5-2, and McGilvery wants a timeout. 4:19 to play opening quarter. 5-2 Blackhawks. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolfie. Matt Watson live, opening round, Girls 281 Conference Tournament. 4:19 to play first quarter. The 2-7 is the hometown 7-seeded Warbirds, the visiting Blackhawks of Sanborn Central Woonsocket, the 2-seed. Another reminder, the boys' opening round action tomorrow has been postponed to Monday, and I have got the word that pending some studio help, we should be able to get all or some or all of that on the air there. More than likely all of it. Here's a jump ball as Kenley Hoops got tied up inside by Baruth, and the turnover back to the Blackhawks. Midway point of the opening quarter, 5-2 Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Lob inside, Baruth working on Hoops, turn around, Hoops blocked it right back to Baruth, so they will get another look. It's Cam Ochsner right wing. She'll drive off the window, that one rattles out. Rebound tipped out to Shea UTEC, ahead to Chemnitz. Chemnitz off and running. Left side, she'll fire from 10. That one is good. Peyton Chemnitz with her first basket. 5-4 Blackhawks, 3.5 to play opening quarter. Right wing, here's Kennedy Ochsner. Cross court to Wormstead. Wormstead, left corner for Callie Hofer. Cam Ochsner, inside for Kennedy, fouled on the way up. Hooks there, Shea UTEC there. Let's see who they called it on. It'll be Kenley Hooks. League's first team, third, no, make it, well, it says first, but I had Lady Utech down for one earlier. Inbounds, Cam Ochsner off the window and good. Cameron with her first basket, 7-4 Blackhawks, 3:10 to play opening quarter. Here is Lainey Utech across the timeline. Leave it off for Chemnitz. Chemnitz on the dribble, guarded by Kennedy Ochsner. Drive to the free throw line, handoff for Kendall. Right wing, Lainey, the drive to the free throw line, and she was fouled. So I have inbounding duties here. Cam Ochsner will pick up her first, and we got it down as the fourth. I have down as the third. So one of the fouls I have must have not been on Wolsey Westington. That must have been on Sanborn Central Woonsocket somehow. So the Warbirds nearly in the bonus here. Here's Chemnitz, the drive off the window, a little too strong. Rebound Boucher. Liz Boucher running right at Shea Utech, but Shea not able to do much about it. She had to get turned around there, and Boucher with the runner for two. 9-4, the Blackhawks lead. Chemnitz across midcourt, hassled by Ochsner, ball knocked out of bounds. Wolsey Westington will inbound in front of the scorer's table with 2:43 to play in the first quarter. And the inbounds, Kendall Utech scoops it up to Shea. Shea the drive all the way to the basket off the window. It came out too strong, and Hooks had a hand on the rebound. Kennedy Ochsner reached in and kind of ripped it away from her, and I think Kennedy's going to pick up the foul, and she will. I got that down as her second. That'd be five on the team, so I think Kenley Hook's going to be shooting free throws. I only have them down as four in the book, but I also have Wolsey Westington down for two, so yeah, that's only the fourth one. I got two on Kennedy Ochsner, one on Wormstead, one on Cam Ochsner. And then for the Warbirds, okay, now they've got two for the Warbirds. They're going to look this over real quick just to make sure, but I think that's the case. It's 4-2. So 2:34 to play first quarter, 9-4 Blackhawks. Wolsey Westington will inbound on their end. Bring it into Shea Utecht in the corner, working off the screen from Kennedy. Here's Chemnitz for three, no good. Long rebound in the corner, and she can't quite call it in as Callie Hofer, and Hofer has it go off her hands and out of bounds, and Warbirds will get kind of a free possession here. Inbound, Lainey Utecht. Up top, Chemnitz, nifty little behind the back. Her shot was blocked by Ochsner, blocked right into the backboard, picked up by Hofer. Hofer across the timeline, leaves it off for Baruth left wing. Cross court back to Cam Ochsner. Cam drives baseline, back out Baruth for three, and that one is good. J.C. Baruth from downtown. She has six to lead all scorers in this one, and it's 12-4 Sanborn Central Woonsocket, 2 minutes to play opening quarter. Chemnitz out near midcourt. Boucher to defend. Chemnitz lost her pass. Nice pass inside to Hooks, but able to recover is Baruth, and Baruth able to block the shot. They'll get it back to her, ahead to Cam Ochsner. Ochsner across the timeline. She'll take it to the free throw line, and now we'll back it away and slow it up a little bit. Mackenzie Schley in the game. Boucher slipped at the top of the key, and I think we're going to get a whistle on Wolsey Westington. Be on Kendall Utecht, her first team's third. Cam Ochsner will check out. Wolsey Westington will bring Timber Hayter in. She'll replace Kendall Utecht with a minute 29 to play here in the first quarter. 12-4, Sanborn Central Woonsocket leads. A long two is on the way for Baruth. No good. Rebound Hayter. Hayter, the handoff back to Kendall Utecht. No, Lainey Utecht across the timeline for Shea. Shea the drive, leaves it out to Chemnitz. Chemnitz right wing. She'll drive. The runner on the way. Hit the heel. Popped out. Hooks the rebound. The putback won't go. Tips the rebound out again. This time it's Shea Utecht. Free throw line jumper won't go. And this time the rebound for Wormstead. She's doubled in the corner. Her pass ahead to Boucher. Knocked away. And a whistle, I think, is going to go on Timber Hayter. Be fourth on the team, and we'll get a timeout here with 59 seconds to play first quarter. 12-4 Blackhawks. We're back in 30. a 30-second timeout on 1210 KOKK.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard Feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard Feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for five generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Woolsey here. Woolsey Westington, the host, opening round of the 281, the seventh seed on the girls' side, taking on two seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket. The Blackhawks an 8-point lead early, 12-4. O'Shea inside, nice pass, got it into Mackenzie Schley, and she is fouled, and we're going to have free throws to start this possession, and the foul's on Lainey Utecht, and that's going to be her second. Be five on the team as well, so the Blackhawks here for the final seconds of the opening quarter would shoot free throws upon a foul committed. Mackenzie Schley no good on the first free throw. Blackhawks are one out of three from the line. Schley ready for her second. That one is up and also no good. Rebound Hayter. Hayter ahead to Chemnitz. Oh, Maria Nelson in the ballgame. So Nelson, Hayter, Chemnitz, and a couple of Utecht are Laney and Shea. Drive inside for Nelson is knocked away and out of bounds. So the Warbirds will inbound on their end with 31 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Shot clock at 20 as Lainey Utecht will bring it into Shea in the corner. Up top, Chemnitz looks at three, won't pull the trigger. Back out to Shea. Long two is in the air. That one is good. And Shea Utecht has her first basket. 12-6 Blackhawks, final 15 seconds of the opening quarter. Sanborn Central Woonsocket with no shot clock can hold for the last look. Double on Boucher inside. They'll keep it outside the lines here. On the left wing, Callie Hofer. Final seconds. Back outside. Boucher's going to drill it or launch a three. That one is no good. And after a quarter of play here in Woolsey in game three of four today, Sanborn Central Woonsocket 12, Woolsey Westington 6. We're back in a minute with the second quarter. 1 minute on KOKK.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Westington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey. Fresh 8 on the board. 12-6, the Blackhawks lead the Warbirds. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, 6-2, the 2 seed in the 281. McGilvery and the Warbirds, 3-6, the 7 seed. Shea Utecht ready to bring it into Lainey. Right back to Shea in second quarter underway here in Woolsey. Back to Lainey. Lainey on the right wing, guarded by Wormstead. Back out to Shea. Shea drives baseline off Allen. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound Baruth. JC to hand off O'Shea to Cam Oshner. Cam across the timeline. Sets up just right of the top of the key. Chemnitz out to defend. Lob inside to a cutting Liz Boucher, and off the window, that one is good. Boucher, a couple of baskets. ...14-6, the Blackhawks lead. Here's Lainey Utecht across midcourt. Utecht the drive, blocked. by Cam or Kennedy Ostner. Kennedy Ostner's pass ahead to Wormstead. Baruth inside for Boucher. How about the basket and one for Liz Boucher? Foul on Hader is the first of the second quarter here. Wolsey Westington now trailing by 10, and Liz Boucher with a chance to tack on another. Extra free throw is up. Pitch to heel, pops out, no good. Rebound Nelson. 6 points for Boucher, 16-6. The Blackhawks lead, a 10-point advantage, 7 minutes to play in the first half. Laney Utek for three, no good. Offensive board by Shea, and they'll get another look. Here's Kendall, cross-court back to Laney. Laney just left to the top of the key. Back up to Kendall at the top. Kendall the drive, hands off to Shea. Shea drives baseline, lost it, and Boucher will handle it. Boucher ahead to Baruth. Baruth ripped by Utek, and a jump ball will go to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. So the Blackhawks a chance to add on to their biggest lead of the night. 10 points right now, 16-6. Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Winner here gets the winner of the late game. It's got Tulare and Iroquois Lake Preston. Here's a three on the right wing. No good for Oshner. Rebounded by Chemnitz. Chemnitz ahead to Laney Utek. Laney left side triple team. Somebody got to be open somewhere. Top of the key, and here's a five-second call, and a turnover back to the Blackhawks, and Utek just didn't know what she could have done there to either get a whistle or somebody to come over, but just didn't work out for him that time. 6 minutes to play in the first half, 16-6. The Blackhawks lead by 10. Wormstead in the paint, back outside. Kennedy Oshner around the horn to Cam on the left wing. Baruth up top, Wormstead again, cross-court to Cam Oshner. Cam drives baseline, back out to Baruth, JC for three. It's the heel, pops up, long rebound comes down to the Blackhawks. Kennedy Oshner up top for Cam. Cameron on the right wing, here's a three by Wormstead. Halfway down the cannon, popped out, but Boucher the offensive board. Boucher to Cam Oshner, Oshner off the window, that one is good. Cameron Oshner with 4 points. 18-6, the lead a dozen for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. 5:20 to play in the first half. Nelson on the wing, left side. Top of the key for Laney Utek. Laney guarded out there by Kennedy Oshner. Hand off for Shea. Shea drives baseline, turns it back to Kennedy on the right wing. Here's Laney, the baseline drive. Pass one defender, it scoops it up and in. First basket for Lady Utek tonight. Back to a 10-point game, 18-8. Pass inside, J.C. Baruth. And they recovered in time to get the foul. Affected the shot enough so it wouldn't go in. So we'll have a couple of Baruth free throws coming up. Fouls on Shea Utek. That'll be her first and the second on Wolsey Westington here in quarter number two. Free throw here. J.C. Baruth. First free throw is no good. Baruth, one out of three from the line tonight. The team is one out of six. As free throw shooting, apparently not the forte, or at least not early on in this one. Second free throw good. Baruth leads them with 7 points. 19-8, an 11-point lead for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. 4:40 to play quarter number two. Boy, Wolsey Westington won't play in this building very many times and be a visitor, but that is the scoreboard as the higher seed is the home team, and here's a travel on Kendall Utek, and they'll turn it back over to the Blackhawks. Sanborn Central Woonsocket enjoying their biggest lead of 11 points. Chance to extend that here as they get it off the Warbird turnover with 4:20 to play in the first half. Down in the right corner, here's Oshner. Inside Boucher, quick knock off the window is good. 8 for Boucher, and McGilvery wants another timeout. 4:17 to play second quarter, 21-8 Blackhawks. We'll take 30 seconds, a 30-second break on KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woolsey. 4:17 to play second quarter, 21-8. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, the 2 seed here in the 281 girls basketball tournament, out in front of the 7th seed and host Woolsey Westington. Warbirds, the home team on the court, but the visiting team on the scoreboard. Here's a pass to Chemnitz, mishandled, and now a couple players on the deck. Shea Utex almost came away with it. She got tied up, and we're going to get a jump ball. Jump ball going to stay, I think, with Woolsey Westington, and it will. Kendall Utex will bring it in for Woolsey Westington. Inbounds to Laney. Laney on the wing left side meets in the corner of that 1-2-2 zone. Here's Chemnitz. Down the lane, the runner off the window too strong, but got her own rebound. Her pass ahead to Shea Utecht, and Shea's dribble went off the foot of Cam Ochsner and out of bounds. So they will inbound here. Mostly fresh shot clock, 32 on the shot clock, 3:39 to play in the half. 21-8, Sanborn Central Woonsocket leads. Chemnitz off to Shea Utecht left wing, inside to Wachacek, double teamed, and a whistle on the Blackhawks, and it looks to be J.C. Baruth. And that will be her first. And that'll be the first in the quarter here on the Blackhawks. Kenley Hooks is back on. Inbounds, Wachacek in the corner, up top for Chemnitz. Chemnitz the drive, steps through and blocked and taken away by Boucher. Boucher the other way for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Splits a double team at the other end and travels. Probably also could have been called for the offensive foul with the offhand. Generally, you get that offhand out in front of you and you give a shove to anybody and you're going to get that offensive foul. Instead, the travel. Either way, a turnover back to Woolsey Washington. 21-8, the Blackhawks lead. 3:05 to play here in the second. Kendall Utecht trying to hand it off to Kenley Hooks. Ball knocked away. Hooks does end up coming away with it. Off to Laney. Laney top of the key. Hand off to Kendall. Kendall to Hooks at the free throw line. And Hooks looking to give it up and does. Back to Utecht. Here's Chemnitz left side. And boy, Chemnitz did kind of that same thing. She's going to knock down the long two. But again, she got that offhand out in front of her and gave a little push to the defender. 21-10, an 11-point Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead, 2:31 to play in the second. As Boucher bounces it down to Kennedy Ochsner, knocked away. Kenley Hooks the steal, and Hooks as fast as out of bounds. Tried to toss it ahead to Laney Utecht, but Utecht holding out for the pass instead of running down the court, and Hooks thought she was going to take off running. Sanborn Central Woonsocket with the ball, an 11-point lead, 2:15 to play in the first half. Cam Ochsner down to the right corner for Mackenzie Schley. Schley back to Ochsner for three, and it's good. Cameron Ochsner with 7 points to match J.C. Baruth for the team high. 2 minutes here in the first half, 24-10. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, their biggest lead. Chemnitz, the drive, off the window is good. Half dozen for Peyton Chemnitz to lead Woolsey Westington. Cross mid corners, Callie Hofer. Hofer Wormstead, left wing down in the corner now for Schley. Cameron Ochsner just left to the top of the key. Right side Hofer. Hofer looks at three, won't fire. Baruth will, comes up short, hooks the rebound, and she is fouled by Callie Hofer. Hofer's first, team's second of the second quarter. Maria Nelson, Macy Wasichek. Chemnitz is on, and two UTECs are Kendall and Laney. Kendall will take it up and across the timeline for, no, Laney will, I guess, for Wolsey Westington. UTEC top of the key, off to Nelson at the free throw line. Nelson turns, couple of dribbles, the drive, and a whistle on Sanborn Central Woonsocket. I don't think they're going to count that as a shooting foul. I don't think we're going to have free throws. Fouls on Kara Wormstead, her second, will not be a shooting foul, so Wolsey Westington will inbound, down 12 with a minute 10 to play in the first half. Backdoor cut, Chemnitz a bunny. 8 for Chemnitz, 6 here in the quarter. 24-14, a 10-point Blackhawk lead with a minute to play in the half. Here's Wormstead left wing. Cross-court Cam Oshner right wing, down in the corner for Baruth. Baruth inside, outside, back to JC on the wing. Cam Oshner top of the key. Right side, pass off to Cammie Edwards on for the first time tonight. Edwards out near the top of the key with 10 on the shot clock. The drive in the right corner for Wormstead. Wormstead cross-court for Schley and a foul on Wasichek. Wasichek's first. Shot clock is off. 34 seconds to play in the half. 24-14 Blackhawks. And Sanborn Central Woonsocket going to bring on a couple of scorers here as they try to get a basket to close out the first half. They have a 10-point lead. They have enjoyed a nearly 10-point lead throughout this game. Pass in, ripped by Laney UTEC. Laney the other way. Dyson through some Blackhawk defenders. Here's Chemnitz for three. No good. Offensive rebound. Wasichek had it knocked away. Offensive board by Kendall UTEC. Out to Chemnitz. Chemnitz the runner. Too strong. Rebound this time, Kennedy Oshner. Kennedy got into UTEC. And are they going to call an offensive foul, or what's going to happen here? Yeah, that's the call as Kennedy Oshner trying to clear him out again with the off arm, and the officials talking to Baruth right now, kind of explaining the particulars of that situation. Here is Chemnitz, shot no good, rebound Boucher, and the Blackhawks have some time. Boucher to the other end, Cam Oshner along too, no good. Rebound Nelson. Nelson ahead to Chemnitz. Chemnitz going to get a half-court shot blocked by Oshner, and that'll do it for the first couple of quarters in our game 3 out of 4. The two-seeded Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks leading the seven-seeded Wolsey Westington Warbirds at the half, 24-14. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Come back with a halftime show, a two-minute break. On Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Hey, all right, sir, what do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, downtown, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
It's halftime. Welcome back to Woolsey. Woolsey Westington Warbirds hosting opening round of the 281 Conference Girls Basketball Tournament and playing in our third game out of four tonight. Still to come this evening, Iroquois Lake Preston will take on Hitchcock Tulare. Woolsey Westington here trailing Sanborn Central Woonsocket at the half, 24-14. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering styles for the entire family. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 883-HAIR. Again, for an appointment at the Mirror, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR. Or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins. They're located at 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. The Mirror Family Hair Care. They bring us scoreboard updates. Earlier today, it was top-seeded Lexington Springs, dispatching number 8 Sunshine Bible Academy, 52-14. Number 4 James Valley Christian then defeated number 5 Highmore Herald, 53-32. Sanborn Central Woonsocket looking to keep it to seed here as they are the 2 seed, taking on 7 seeded Woolsey Westington, and they lead at the half 24-14. Again, our late game tonight will be number 3, Iroquois Lake Preston, against number 6, Hitchcock Tulare. Well, the first half of this one was a whole lot of Blackhawk here. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, I guess one thing Coach Baruth probably talking to him about a little bit, moving the ball a little more and hitting the free throws there. 2 out of 7 from the stripe tonight, though still enjoying a 10-point advantage. For Woolsey Westington, kind of a slow opening quarter, just 3 field goals to their credit. Peyton Chemnitz came alive a little bit in the second. She is tied for game high with Liz Boucher. They have 8 apiece as Woolsey Westington trailing by 10 but hanging around at home here in our game 3 out of 4 in the opening round here of the girls' 281 conference basketball tournament. Back to the studios for 2 minutes. We'll come back. We'll break down our individual scores. I'll see if there isn't any other scores I can maybe pass along, and we will get you going for a second half of girls basketball here from Woolsey. Again, at the break, number 2, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, leading number 7, Woolsey Westington, 24-14. Back in 2 minutes for more halftime. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
All right, so listening to open round coverage to the 281 Conference Girls Basketball Tournament live from Wolsey, our game 3 out of 4 at halftime. You're listening to Girls 281 Conference Tournament coverage on 1210 AM KOKK in Huron, South Dakota, as it is now just about 7 o'clock. And, of course, no really scores to pass along on our Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard because, well, most of the teams that we care about, of course, are in the 281. So Miller doesn't have a game tonight. The Tigers game was postponed. So not really a lot of scores to pass along other than our earlier games here tonight. Wexington Springs beat Sunshine Bible 52-14 and James Valley Christian, a winner over Highmore Herald 53-32. Here in our third game at the half, the Blackhawks and Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead Wolsey Westington 24-14. Warbirds got two apiece for Laney Utecht, Kendall Utecht, and Shea Utecht. 8 for Peyton Chemnitz, game high or team high for Wolsey Westington. Again, at the break, Peyton Chemnitz with 8 to lead the Warbirds. They scored 6 in the first, 8 in the second. They have not shot a free throw in this game. For Sanborn Central Woonsocket, the Blackhawks put up 12 in each of the first two quarters. 0 for 2 is Mackenzie Schleif from the line. Callie Hofer's got 2. The 5 starters, 3 of them scored. 7 apiece for Cam Oshner. She knocked down a 3. And J.C. Baruth has 7. She hit a 3 and went 2 of 4 from the line. Liz Beauchet put up a basket in the opening minutes and then another half dozen in the second. Beauchet has 8 to lead Sanborn Central Woonsocket. She is 0 for 1 from the line. As I mentioned, the Blackhawks scored 12 points in each of the first two quarters. 24 on the half, they were 2 of 7 from the charity stripe. So second half will get underway here after a 1 minute timeout. Sanborn Central Woonsocket a 10-point lead. We're back in a minute with the second half, 1 minute on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Ho, 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 lot of savings.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513, plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
The 2023's all gotta go.
At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Wolsey. Game 3 at the half. Sanborn Central Woonsocket leading 24-14. The higher seeds have won by a pretty good margin today. Wessington Springs won by 38. James Valley Christian won by 21. Sanborn Central Woonsocket a 10-point lead at the break, and they will have the basketball to start the second half. They'll bring it into Cam Oshner, and we're back underway. Here's Wormstead, left wing Kennedy Oshner. Baruth inside to Beauchet. Nice backdoor cut by Cam Oshner, and Beauchet found her on the cut. Cam Oshner with her fourth field goal, one of them, of course, being a 3. She's got 9 to lead all scorers, and the lead is a dozen for the Blackhawks. Utecht has it knocked away by Wormstead, almost the steal, but Shea Utecht comes in and finds the handle. Here's Kendall on the left wing, up top to Laney. Laney off to Chemnitz, setting the screen. Peyton crosses over, drives. The baseline runner short. Wormstead there for the rebound. Wormstead over to Cameron Oshner. Cam across the timeline. Second half just underway. Late game, number 3. Iroquois Lake Preston against number 6, Hitchcock Tulare, and Sanborn Central Woonsocket trying to turn it over there, but the Warbirds wouldn't let them. They knocked the ball away and just kind of let it bounce, and nobody went after it, so the Blackhawks went and grabbed it. Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Wormstead on the left wing for Ochsner. Back to J.C. Baruth for 3. That one rattles. It's not going to go. Rebound Chemnitz. Chemnitz, the handoff for Laney Utek. Laney across the timeline with 6:45 left in the third, and the Blackhawks a 12-point lead. They jumped out to an early lead of 6. They led after a quarter, 12-6. They extended that to double digits early in the second and have not had it back to within that double digit since. Here's a miss by Utek, rebounded by Kennedy Ochsner. Kennedy the other end, inside to Baruth. Baruth turns and fires, so that one is good. So J.C. Baruth, 9. Cam Ochsner, 9. Liz Boucher, 8. As they're combining here for a 14-point lead over Wolsey Westington. Chemnitz the runner. That one is good. Peyton Chemnitz, first player to double digits. She's got 10. Lead a dozen for the Blackhawks here. It's Kennedy Ochsner on the right wing for Wormstead. Back up top for Boucher. Boucher left wing. Long 2 is on the way. No good for Kennedy Ochsner. And Cam is there for the rebound and the putback. Ochsner with 11. Lead back to 14 for the Blackhawks. Hand off for Shea Utek. Utek the runner. That one's short. Rebounded by Boucher. Boucher splits a triple team and she's off and running. Boucher with big numbers. Oh, the basket and one as the one player that got back fouled her. So Boucher's got 10, a chance to make it 11. The foul is on Laney Utek, and that's going to be her third. Wormstead's going to check out as Callie Hofer gets back in. And for Laney Utek, we'll see. Probably going to have to come out at least for a minute. Boucher's free throw is no good, rebounded by the Warbirds, so it'll stay a 16-point lead, biggest lead of the night, and here's a travel as Laney Utek runs along the right side of the paint and tried to put in the runner, but pinned it on her hip there for a step or two, and the turnover back to the Blackhawks. Kenley Hooks back on, joins Shea Utek, Chemnitz, and Laney and Kendall out there as well. Boa Wolsey Washington. Here's Kennedy Ochsner, top of the key off to Callie Hofer. Right wing, Cam Ochsner open for 3, won't go. J.C. Baruth knocks the rebound out of bounds, and the Warbirds will bring it in. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a little light full court pressure as they will leave Hofer back to defend. And Chemnitz quickly across the timeline for the Warbirds. Chemnitz just right at the top of the key. Crosses over, drives off the window too strong. Got her own rebound. Let's try it again. This time she will go to the free throw line as the foul is called on number 10, Kennedy Ochsner, and that's going to be her fourth. Free throw here for Chemnitz is no good. First free throw of the night for the Wolsey Westington Warbirds. Kennedy Ochsner out with her fourth foul. Carol Wormstead is back on. Another free throw here for Chemnitz is off the heel. Pops out, rebound Blackhawks, Cam Ochsner. 32-16, a 16-point Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. 4.5 to play third quarter as the Blackhawks have just steadily increased their lead since the game's opening minute. J.C. Baruth on the baseline from 8. That one is good. So 11 for Baruth, 11 for Cam Ochsner, 10 for Boucher. And that's 32 of their 34 points. Here is a ball cross court, knocked out, turnover. I thought Sanborn Central Woonsocket had knocked it away, but that was not the case. The Warbirds just lost it. comes Hader and Maria Nelson back on. So it'll be Timber Hader, Maria Nelson, Kenley Hook, Peyton Chemnitz, and Kendall Utek. Across the timeline is Hofer. Here's Wormstead. Cross court back to Hofer. Callie Hofer fires for three. No good. Rebound out to Utek. Kendall ahead to Maria Nelson. Maria across the timeline. Started by Baruth. Off to Utek. Hand off for Chemnitz. Chemnitz left wing and a whistle. And the foul here called on Callie Hofer. That'll be her second. I think that's just two on the Blackhawks here in the third quarter. 3:45 left in the third. The Blackhawks out to their biggest lead of 18 points. Kenley Hook's at the free throw line. Passed off to Utek, out to Chemnitz. Here's Chemnitz from 12. That one is true. Peyton Chemnitz with a dozen. And the lead is back to 16 for the Blackhawks. Wormstead on the left wing. Baruth hits a cutting Callie Hofer. Right back to Baruth. Boucher on the right side for Wormstead. She'll drive baseline. Trying to wrap it around, but nobody in the corner. Callie Hofer, I think, was the intended recipient of that pass, and maybe the Warbirds knocked it out, did they? I don't think so. They did not. Cam Ochsner back on to replace Baruth. So Cam Ochsner, Liz Boucher. Schley is out there. Wormstead and Callie Hofer. Across the timeline, it's Chemnitz. Warbirds go to work, down 34-18 with 3 minutes to play in the third. Utek trapped on the baseline, trying to lob it out to Chemnitz, got it out to her. Chemnitz from 8 feet, the jumper short. The rebound, Kendall Utek, and the putback is good. Kendall's got four, and it's a 14-point Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Cam Ochsner, wing left side, up top for Wormstead, cross-court Callie Hofer on the right wing. Hofer to Boucher, left wing Wormstead. Back around, Hofer on the right side, 10 on the shot clock. Callie Hofer drives baseline, right past two defenders, and scoops it up and in. Boy, everybody just caught looking there at Callie Hofer. We'll get a timeout with 2:24 to play in the third. Blackhawks lead 36-20. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate-dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Six F-35 fighter jets, one NFL team, a trip to the moon. All have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that cost $1 billion? Respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calves' natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starters.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
And welcome back to Wolsey. Lainey Utek knocks down a three coming off the Warbird timeout. So a 13-point Blackhawk lead. And now we'll have a Baruth timeout to save possession as they were about to give it up on a five-second call. 2 minutes to play in the third, a 13-point Blackhawk lead. We'll take a 30 this time. A quick 30 seconds on KOKK.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome Welcome back to Woolsey. Minute 55 left, third quarter, 36-23, and here's a jump ball. And J.C. Baruth there getting tied up by Kendall Utecht, and Woolsey Westington will have it back. Well, if the Warbirds are going to make a run, this would be a nice start. It was an 18-point difference here a couple minutes ago. Got a 3 and a 2, got it down to 13. Here's Chemnitz on the wing. Dumps it off to Nelson. Maria drives baseline. Her shot quite affected there, and Hader almost came down with it. It's out of bounds, so off Sanborn Central Woonsocket. It is the Blackhawks able to get in and knock that away. Here comes Boucher back on for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. She'll replace Kara Wormstead. So the Warbirds again back to within 13. Hasn't been single digits since the first couple minutes of the second, and here's a turnover. Chemnitz on the wing went for the shot fake and then the drive to the rack, but didn't put it down fast enough as the Blackhawks will bring it in with 91 seconds to play in the third, leading by 13, 36-23. Callie Ofer in the backcourt for Cam Oster. Cam will take it across the timeline for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Oster, pass off for Callie Hofer. 20 on the shot clock, 1:15 to play in the third. Cam Oster left wing. Baruth sets the screen. Oster the drive. Can't finish it off. Hader tried to save in the rebound and did off a Blackhawk. Or not. No, nope, she didn't quite get there in time. Blackhawks are going to have it. Minute 7 to play in the third. Shot clock resets. Here's Baruth. Top of the key, long two. Hits the heel, pops up. High rebound pulled down by Kendall Utecht. Kendall back to Laney. Laney across the timeline for the Warbirds. And again, a chance for Woolsey Westington to just kind of quietly sneak back into this one. Get a 3 here, you make it 10. And it's been a minute since they've been within 10. Speaking of a minute, less than that to go in the third. 40 seconds to play quarter number 3. 10 on the shot clock. Chemnitz, the runner, and she's fouled, and will go to the line with Peyton Chemnitz. Blackhawk fans kind of felt like Chemnitz got bailed out there, didn't think she really had anywhere to go, but she will go to the free throw line where the Warbirds are 0 for 2. She has shot the only 2 free throws of the night for Woolsey Westington. First free throw this trip is good. Wormstead on, Schley off for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Another free throw coming for Peyton Chemnitz. Chemnitz 13 to lead the scoring in this one. Second one rattles. It will not go. Boucher will clear the rebound for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Pass ahead to Kara Wormstead. Wormstead steps through and puts it up and in. Kara Wormstead's first basket, 14 points the difference, 38-24, 20 seconds to play in the third. The Blackhawks up 14. Warbirds trying to close out the third with something positive. Chemnitz, no, Shea Utecht, the runner. No, that was Kendall, and the runner is up and good, and Kendall Utecht has a half dozen. Final seconds of the third, Boucher coast to coast. The shot is going to be good, and a foul. Boucher with a dozen in the game and a chance to make it 13 as the foul is called on Kendall Utecht, and that'll be her second. So just a couple ticks left here in the third. 2 seconds to play here in the third, 40-26. The Blackhawks lead by 14, and Boucher a chance to tack on one more before the end of the quarter. On the way, and no good. Maria Nelson the rebound, and that will do it for three quarters. After three, Sanborn Central Woonsocket 40, Woolsey Westington 26. We're back in a minute with the fourth quarter, 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto and Mitchell in Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto and Mitchell in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Stretch 8 is on the board, 40-26. Sanborn Central Woonsocket at a 14-point lead. The Blackhawks have led virtually throughout this game. They trailed 4-1, and they took a 5-4 lead. They took a 12-6 lead after a quarter. They made that a 10-point lead early in the second, and it has not been back to within 10. Biggest lead was 18 in that third quarter. Sanborn Central Woonsocket would outscore Wolsey Lexington 16-12 there in that third quarter, and the Blackhawks will start with the ball in a 14-point lead as they try to close out a victory in the opening round of the girls 281. Cam Ochsner, left wing, J.C. Baruth looks at three, won't fire, back up top for Wormstead. Wormstead left side, inside, Baruth puts the defender and lays it up and in. J.C. Baruth with 13. And the lead 16 for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Inbounds. Shea Utech back to Laney across the timeline. Pass for Wachacek, right side of the free throw line. Hand off Chemnitz. Chemnitz leaves it up top. Shea Utech. Shea for a long two. No good. Rebound Cam Ochsner. Ochsner's pass ahead to Boucher. Boucher for Callie Hofer. 7 minutes to play. Gary Zelotto Glass postgame show comes up after this. Take a look at the numbers for this one. We'll get you ready for our fourth and final game. I'll see number three, Iroquois Lake Preston, for the first time this season. I saw Hitchcock Soulaire against these very same Blackhawks in Woonsocket before the break. Inside, outside, top of the key, Baruth for three. No good. Offensive board, though, pulled in by Callie Hofer. Hofer to Ochsner. Ochsner for a long two. No good. Shea Utech the rebound. She's tied up by Kara Wormstead, and this time the Warbirds will have it. 6 minutes and 33 seconds left in this one. 42-26, a 16-point lead for the number two-seeded Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks. Well, and again, one thing Wolsey Lexington doesn't get to see very often is themselves as the guest on their home scoreboard. Lower seed, technically the visiting team for the book purposes. Not very often will you be away at your own place. Here's a foul as Chemnitz trying to go around the horn. Foul on Sanborn Central Woonsocket, and let's see if that... Kara Wormstead, okay, Wormstead's third, because Kennedy Ochsner has four. Inbounds here, Laney Utech. Laney on the dribble, top of the key, left swing, now crosses over and drives. Leaves it out to Wachacek. And off top of the key for Shea Utech. Shea stripped on the way up. Callie Hofer ended up getting a hand on it. They'll call a jump ball, and that'll go back to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. 6 minute mark. Gary Zelotto Glass post game report comes your way after this. That'll be our third of the day. We'll have four all told. It's four games here today, live from Wolsey Lexington School in Wolsey. The higher seeds have won all the games by pretty wide margins. Pass inside, Callie Hofer. A little turnaround, and she is fouled. And we'll get ready for free throws here by Callie Hofer of Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Fouls on Shea Utech, her second. Callie Hofer ready for a couple of free throws. Boy, Sanborn Central Woonsocket has had just nothing to say from the free throw line tonight. They are 2 out of 10 from the free throw line. Hofer's first attempt there, a miss, and Callie ready for another. second is on the way, and that one is no good, but someone stepped in the lane. It wouldn't have counted anyway. So the free throw woes continue for Sanborn Central Woonsocket, but that is the only thing not going their way here as they lead by 16 with 5.5 minutes left. Still a lot of basketball to be played, but Wolsey Westington would have to pick it up and real quick. Left wing, a UTEC 3, no good for Laney. Long rebound is out of bounds off Wolsey Westington. J.C. Baruth back on. She'll replace Kara Wormstead with 5:20 to play. It'll be Kennedy Oster, Cameron Oster, J.C. Baruth, Liz Beauchet, and Callie Holford. On the other side, Timber Hayter, Maria Nelson, Peyton Chemnitz, Kenley Hooks, and Laney Utek. 5:15 remaining, 42-26, Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Inside, trying to get it to Beauchet. Hooks almost took it away, and then a whistle. I don't think it's on Hooks, though. I think it's on Utek. Oh, no, it is on Kenley Hooks. Two on the night on Hooks, second of the quarter on Wolsey Westington. Cam Oshner off the inbound, back outside Kennedy for three, no good. Maria Nelson the rebound. Nelson a pass ahead for Chemnitz. Chemnitz across the timeline. Nifty little behind-the-back move, a handoff for Laney Utek. Laney a dribble, right side for Timber Hayter. Hayter lost the handle on it for a moment, tried to get it into Hooks, and now the ball loose, picked up by Cam Oshner. Cam ahead to Kennedy for the layup. Oh, she missed it. J.C. Baruth there for the rebound, and Laney Utek fouls her. So Laney Utek, that's her fourth. We'll go back to the free throw line with 4 minutes and 39 seconds remaining. Sanborn Central Woonsocket enjoying a comfortable 16-point lead, and we'll make it 17 on the first free throw by Baruch. Blackhawks now 3 of 12 from the line tonight. Second free throw for Baruch is no good. Hooks there to collect the rebound. Here's Laney Utek with 4 minutes and 30 seconds remaining. 43-26, a 17-point lead for the Blackhawks. Nelson left wing, won't pull the trigger on a 3. Top of the key, Chemnitz, Peyton the drive. Halfway down the lane, shut down. Got to give it up, does to Hooks. Left wing, Laney Utek. Laney for Chemnitz, sets the screen. Chemnitz left wing with 5 on the shot clock. Peyton drives baseline, block knocked away and ripped by Wormstead. Midway point of the fourth, 4 minutes to play. Blackhawks, 17 points to lead right now. A basket would give them their biggest lead of the night. J.C. Baruth on the right wing for Beauchet. Beauchet right side, Kennedy Oshner on the baseline. Her pass kicked by Maria Nelson. And the Blackhawks will inbound with 3:45 to play here in the ballgame. Callie Hofer ready to bring it in. Inbounds, a lob to Wormstead. Top of the key, right wing back to Hofer. She'll fire for three, no good. Maria Nelson the rebound this time. Nelson will leave it off for Chemnitz. And Peyton across the timeline for the Warbirds. And now we'll get a McGilvery timeout. 3:34 to play, 43-26, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. We're back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
And welcome back to Wolsey. 3:34 to play. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show number 3 is coming up. The higher seeds have won so far today. We had the 1 over the 8. We had the 4 over the 5. We've got the 2 leading the 7. And we got a 3-6 matchup coming up. Iroquois Lake Preston, the 3 seed. Hitchcock Tulare, the 6 seed. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Washington Springs defeated SBA today 52-14. It was James Valley Christian, a winner over Highmore Herald, 53-32. 17 points the difference currently in Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Trying to push their win total to 7 as they come in 6-2 here today. Laney Utech down to the corner for Maria Nelson. Nelson the baseline drive, shut down, back out to Shea. Shea to Chemnitz. Peyton the drive, just inside the free throw line, had it knocked away. Maria Nelson comes up with it. Nelson, nice pass inside to Hook. And Kenley's going to get the basket and one. Nice look inside there by Nelson. Foul is going to be on Kara Wormstead. That's her fourth. Kenley Hook's at the free throw line looking for the old-fashioned three, and it's up and in. So Kenley, a three to start the fourth quarter, and the lead is 14 for Sanborn Central Woonsocket, 43-29. 3 minutes to play, just left of the top of the key. Schley for three, and that one is good. Mackenzie Schley with her first basket. And just like that, the lead 17, 46-29. Laney Utech, hand off to Shea. Shea driving baseline, shut down by Baruth, and a foul called. Foul on Baruth is her second. That'll be three on Sanborn Central Woonsocket here in the quarter. And we'll send Shea Utech to the free throw line. The Warbirds are 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. They'll make it 2 out of 5. Well, now 2 out of 6. Shea is no good on the first. She will have one more with 2:42 to play in the ballgame. Second free throw, no good. J.C. Baruth pulls in the rebound ahead to Cam Ostner. Cam across the timeline for the Blackhawks. 2.5 minutes left. Gary Zalato Glass postgame show coming up. That'll be our third of 4 postgame shows today. Here's a steal by Laney Utech ahead to Chemnitz. Chemnitz across the timeline, and Wormstead trying to get in the way there, and she did, and now she will foul out. So she will foul out with about 2:20 to play. Bring Kelly Hofer back in. Chemnitz will bring it in with 2:20 to play. Here's Boucher back on. Kennedy Oshner will check out. So Chemnitz will bring it in to Laney Utech. Laney right back across the timeline. Left wing for Maria Nelson. Nelson, tied up by Baruth. Jump ball will go to stay with the Warbirds. Ball all the way into the backcourt. In fact, almost finding its way to the locker room. They'll chase that down, and Wolsey Westington will inbound with 2:12 to play. Inbounds for Shea Utech. Shea drives, lost it. Boucher picks it up. Boucher the other way. Boucher racing all the way to the basket. Can't quite finish it, but we'll get a couple of free throws. And we'll see who the foul is on. I think it's Maria Nelson, and it is. So Nelson's first, team's fourth. Both teams a whistle away from the bonus with 2:04 to play. Boucher to the free throw line. Liz Boucher 0 for 3 today, makes the first free throw. The team is 4 out of 14 from the line today. Boucher, another free one. This one is up and in. Two minutes. 48-29. Sanborn Central Woonsocket leads. Inside, Hooks, another bunny. Kenley Hooks with 5 points, all 5 of the Warbird points here in the fourth. left wing, J.C. Baruth. Baruth, top of the key for Boucher. Left wing, Cam Ochsner. Around the horn, Boucher. Boucher right side for Holfer. Holfer going to push one up left hand. No good. Nelson the rebound. Nelson triple teamed, and her pass is kicked out of bounds by Callie Holfer. So Wolsey Lexington will get set to bring it in. Kenley Hooks will come out as Wasichek is back on. Cammie Edwards, Addie Baruth, Tori Hoffman all on for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Minute 20 left. The second-seeded Blackhawks are going to move on to the championship round on Tuesday. Chemnitz trying at the other end. Shot's no good. Schley the rebound. Schley a pass out to Addie Baruth. Baruth across the timeline for Cammie Edwards. Edwards just right at the top of the key. Schley on the left wing. Schley the drive, weaving through the defense. Knocked away, stolen by Wasichek. And then knocked away and stolen right back by Tori Hoffman. Ball ends up out of bounds, though, off Sanborn Central Woonsocket, and Wolfie Lexington will inbound. Miley Adams on for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Here is Nelson at the free throw line, dumps it off to Laney Utek. Laney, the drive, nice lead back to Nelson. Nelson couldn't handle it, almost lost it. Finds the handle, adjusts, and puts it up and in. So the bench, all seven of the points here in the fourth quarter for Wolsey Lexington. It's a little too late here as they trail by 15. Ball knocked away. Here's Schley inside. Schley trying to pass it across the baseline. Knocked away. It's stolen by Utek. Here's Kendall to the other end for the layup. And that one is good. She's got eight. Final seconds of the ball game, a 13-point Blackhawk lead. And the two-seeded Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks are moving on to the championship round. Here's another basket for Schley at the buzzer, and that will be it. Sanborn Central Woonsocket defeats Wolsey Lexington tonight by the score of 50-35. Gary Zolotto Glass postgame show comes your way in 2 minutes. A two-minute timeout on 1210 KOKK.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Ooh.
It's time for the post-game report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir, and welcome back. Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show number 3 as we get set to tip off our fourth and final game in the Girls 281 Conference opening round action here live from Wolsey. Our game 3 goes to the second-seeded Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks. Rob Baruth and the girls defeat McGilvery and the Warbirds by a final of 50-35. We'll look through the final numbers in a moment. First, a scoreboard update, and the scoreboard, of course, is brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, located in downtown Huron, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. The Mirror does accept walk-ins. They offer styles for the entire family, cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. For an appointment at the Mirror, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR. That's 605-883-HAIR. Or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. Again, that's Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins. The Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. And the Mirror bringing us here our scoreboard update. So earlier today, top-seeded Washington Springs defeats number 8 Sunshine Bible 52-14. Number 4 James Valley Christian defeated number 5 Highmore Herald earlier today 53-32. And Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a winner over Wolsey Lexington in our last game, 50-35. Scoreboard updates, as I mentioned, brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Gary Zell Auto Glass brings us our post-game report. Sanborn Central Woonsocket jumped out to an early lead of, well, they fell behind 4-1, and that was about the only time they trailed. They got that lead to 5-4, got the lead there for the first time, and never looked back. They led by 6 after one quarter. A couple of quick baskets by Liz Boucher in the second. It was a 10-point lead. It was 10 at the half. It was 14 after 3, and 15 is the final difference. The Blackhawks go to 7-2 with the win. Rob Baruth and the Blackhawks will move into the championship side of the 281. McGilvery and the Warbirds will go to the consolation side with a mark of 3-7. Back to the studios for another two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game report in our third of four games. Still to come, number 3, Iroquois Lake Preston, number 6, Hitchcock Tulare. But first, more Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show. We'll do that in 2 minutes. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Your Legend Seeds dealer, 6B Seed and Supplies of Alpena, wishes good luck to all teams in the 281 tournament. 6B values family, community, and a commitment to service. Their partner, Legend Seeds, honors those same values. As a Legend Seeds dealer, 6B has access to all the leading traits, genetics, and innovative biologicals in the industry. You can guarantee they have your best interest in mind. Contact 6B Seed 605-354-2699 and put their name and Legend Seeds products to work on your option. Onward Wolsey Business Association supports all activities of Wolsey Wessington School. Onward Wolsey Business Association includes Sandy's Cut and Curl, Santel Communications, Ag Tegra of Wolsey, Shooter Saloon, Dakota Environmental, H&S Heating and Cooling, Wolsey Wessington School, and the City of Wolsey. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Wolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back. Here's a lot of last post-game report. Number three individual numbers here. First of all, for Josh McGilvery, it is now 3-7 Wolsey Lexington Warbirds off the bench. They got seven. In fact, seven of their 9 points in the fourth quarter came off the bench. Two for Maria Nelson, five for Kenley Hooks. Hooks was 1-1 from the free throw line, got the old-fashioned three-pointer. As again, seven of their nine in the fourth came from the bench, and that was all seven of the bench scoring. Five for Kenley Hooks, two for Maria Nelson. Four of the five starters scored for the Warbirds. Shea Utek with 2 points. She was 0 for 2 from the line. Lainey Utek hit a 2 and a 3. She put 5 up in the game. Kendall Utek hit for 8, 6 of those coming in the second half. And Peyton Chemnitz would lead the charge with 13 points. Chemnitz 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Warbirds 6 in the first, 8 in the second, 12 in the third, 9 in the fourth, 35 in the game. And the Warbirds go 2 of 7 from the charity stripe. Over to Sanborn Central Woonsocket, Robert Ruth and the Blackhawks got off the bench 9 points. Callie Hofer hit for 4. She was 0 for 2 from the line. Mackenzie Schley hit a 3 and a 2 for 5 points. She was also 0 for 2 from the stripe. Four of the five starters scored. Kara Wormstead put in 2. She fouled out with about 2:20 to play in the game. Three more in double figures were Cam Oshner with 11. She knocked down a 3. And 14 apiece for J.C. Baruth and Liz Beauchesne. Liz was 2 of 5 from the free throw line, put up 14. Baruth knocked down a 3 and was 3 of 6 from the stripe. Blackhawks scored 12 in the first, 12 in the second, 16 in the third, 10 in the fourth, 50 in the game. They go just 5 of 15 from the free throw line, but win by a comfortable 15-point margin. So Rob Baruth and the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks will go into the championship round of the 281 with a 7-2 mark. Wolsey Lexington into the consolation side with a mark of 3-7. Well, that's Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report number 3. We do want to thank Gary Zell Auto Glass for sponsoring our postgame report. We also want to thank the Mirror Family Hair Care for bringing us our scoreboard updates, and the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, for bringing us the reading of the officials. We do have our great list of sponsors that stick with us all season long. Shooters and Wolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance here on Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Burns Manufacturing in Lexington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connection. Sponsors for Wolsey Lexington were Onward Wolsey Business Association and American Family Insurance. Sponsor in Hitchcock Tuller here, Stretch's Well Service and Cheddar Feedlot. And a thanks to James Valley Christian sponsor, Ben Meyer Auction Service. We did get some sponsors to hop on for the 281. Thanks to them, Alpena Co-op, Kurtz Heating and Cooling, 6B Seed and Supply, Bauman Agency, Iverson Motors in Huron and Mitchell, Double D Western Store, and Hegg Insurance Agency. And thanks again to all those sponsors, making it possible for us to bring you the 281 basketball tournament. So 3 now in the books in the girls' opening round. Westwood Springs beat Sunshine Bible 52-14. James Valley Christian, a winner over Highmore Herald, 53-32. And Sanborn Central Woonsocket defeats Wolsey Lexington, 50-35. That'll do it for Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report number 3. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll come back with starting lineups for our fourth and final game of the day, number 3, Iroquois Lake Preston, against number 6, Hitchcock Tulare. Back in 2 minutes, that's a Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report on KOKK.
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bread.